So back to league action for Huddersfield Town on Tuesday night following their cup draw with Manchester City on Saturday. It's now all about the Championship and those playoff races and the push maybe for an automatic promotion spot for the Terriers. Their opposition on Tuesday at the John Smith Stadium, also a side who've got visions of the playoffs and maybe more. It's Reading. To find out some more about the game, we're joined by Jonathan Lowe from Get Reading. Jonathan, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Good hello.
Now, what about this game from the Reading point of view? How is it being seen? Because obviously earlier in the season, it was a 1-0 victory to Reading.
Yes, it was, yes. Obviously, a lot has changed since then. In terms of tomorrow night's game, it's obviously a big game for both sides. Reading certainly looking to go out and kind of stamp their authority on the game and really go for the 3 points. It's certainly it's a big week as well for Reading. They've got Brighton away on Saturday as well, so they're up against teams in and around them at the top of the league. It's a big chance to really kind of push on for at least the playoff places and possibly get automatic if they get 6 points from the next two games.
Now, Jonathan, I don't know if you've spotted this, but I've always felt, and I'm a Huddersfield fan, and I've always heard people say all the way through the season that Huddersfield, and also then to an extent Reading, were the two teams in this promotion push. They were the ones who were going to fall away. This by those who don't necessarily watch the sides week in, week out, but both of us were still there. Had you heard something similar about Reading, and what is it about the side that's kept them doing so well up to this point?
Yes, I mean, they've certainly exceeded expectations down here, considering the last couple of seasons where they've been sort of below mid-table, and they've been very disappointing campaigns. But they've really kept going this season. Yapstam has instilled this winning mentality into the team kind of from top to bottom, and even when they go behind in games, they keep going, they persevere, and they get the end results. I mean, it was a prime example. Brentford last Tuesday, they came back from 2-1 down, scored two late goals and won 3-2. Bristol City in the beginning of January as well, they were 2-0 down and came back to win 3-2. That was with two goals in the last few minutes. So they've really kind of, Yapstam is saying, instilled this belief in them that they can keep on going and responding in times of adversity. And they've done that not only within games, but also over the course of the season. They haven't really had a dip in form, and they've had a couple of big defeats, but after that they've responded by going on sort of winning runs. So it's kind of he's totally turned it around since he came in last summer. He's changed the culture of, really from top to bottom, and they really go into games now looking to, as I say, stamp their authority and go for the win regardless of the opposition.
What about Huddersfield? What's the perception of what David Wagner's been doing with this town side from the Reading fans?
I think they've like with Reading themselves, they've been very impressed with how he has done. It's similar to Reading in terms of, I guess, expectations at the beginning of the season and having a foreign manager. Again, they've kind of been impressed with how they have stuck up at the top of the division and really see them as one of the main rivals, certainly for the playoff places and possibly automatic promotion, depending on how results pan out in the next couple of weeks or so.
What about a key player for Reading? Who is it that when they play well, Reading tend to do well themselves?
I think for Reading, it would probably be Gareth McCleary. He's really thrived under Yapstam this season. Jamaican winger's recently signed a new contract extension with the club as well. And he's been at Reading since 2012. He's the joint longest-serving player with Chris Gunter. And he's really found his form this season. He's been in and amongst the goals. He's got 8 goals for Reading this season in his 30 appearances so far. He's very quick. He likes to take on defenders, midfielders, and really kind of gets into the box and can play up front as well. His main position is the right wing. They like to come in and support the usual lone frontman, which is Jan Kermagant. He likes to feed off his knockdowns. And as I say, he's got a good eye for goal, has a good shot on him, and can be, on his day, a real handful for any defence, really.
Just very quickly, what's the Reading defence like when it's put under pressure by a real high-speed, high-pace attack?
They've had plenty of tests and they've passed them for the majority of time. You have to like to play five at the back usually, so you've got three centre-backs and two wing-backs. So it's a tough back line to break down, but for the most part they are all right. They can be a bit shaky at times. They like to kind of play the ball out with possession football, which Sam admits that there is an element of risk, but for the most part they've got away with it this season, and they've done well.
Well, it's going to be a fascinating game. I think everybody in the Championship is going to be keeping an eye on what happens in the match. Huddersfield against Reading at the John Smith Stadium on Tuesday night. It's been brilliant to get you on the show, though. Thank you for joining us, Jonathan Lowe from Get Reading.
Thank you very much. Look forward to the game.